what? This is Monday, April 2nd, 2012. This is the Taney County Commission. This is the preliminary meeting. This is where we run through minutes of previous meetings, accounts payable, journal entries, etc. We will do that between now and 9 o'clock, at which time we will officially call the County Commission meeting to order. We'll also take any public comments just prior to the 9 o'clock hour. Now, Jill. Yes.
Yes, I'm going to let him contact Jeff Merrill's office.
Yes.
His contract goes until September.
Oh, I know. No. I was having a hard time remembering what you're talking about. Okay.
So we obviously need to pay for this service because we can't stop the payment because we're under contract with them for 3 years.
Well, if that, yes, if that, so there's, after this year, is there one more year since we've already paid one on this? My suggestion is then that we provide that to for Jeff next year, just rather than him picking it up a year earlier, just to save that money.
He's under a contract until September of this year.
Okay.
But check with Frank and check with Pat. Make sure. I just hate to pay for something if we're going to get zero use out of it. But
I bet they've already got it, but if Frank doesn't have it, let him have the use of it because it's for our benefit. But that's ridiculous. We did that every year, first few years I was here. It wasn't a 3-year contract.
No, but this last one was.
Well, one's a point.
Okay.
So if we can put this back in AP.
Check that with Frank. Yes, we can. But it'll be listed separately?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I met with Doyle Childers following the events yesterday, and he provided me with resolutions. And there are two. I gave Frank a copy of the resolutions just a moment ago.
His
recommendations are that once we've gone through these and council takes a look at it, that we adopt both. It's my understanding that Hollister and Branson are both very positive about those.
And for that piece program to work, we have to have it. There's a couple businesses in the county that are interested in the program. Frank, I guess let us know on the resolution maybe next week then?
Yes.
Okay.
I asked if he would have comments regarding that next Monday, if that's agreeable with you all, but I was going to bring that up during. Agenda requests, but that will work. Minutes, Dan?
Yeah. Are those the ones you were.
I've reviewed them. I put my initials on.
I got a question on this, Ron.
Yes.
It's actually to Jim. Jim, did we go through this business with Road and Bridge 2 years ago about having to transfer some equipment over to a different energy source, and it's going to cost us a great deal of money to be a participant in this. Do you remember that?
I'm thinking back to the energy conversations we've had. You're talking about the heaters within the shops, are you not?
I asked a question about that. Was that the PACE thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What, you said two resolutions?
Yes.
I understand one would be the joint thing, right?
We might change all the.
I went to the network system. My idea for
what enables us to join the state
same
energy district.
We're going to have to install.
The other establishes and describes Taney County Green Community Program.
We might already have
the two working concerts.
We might already have Randy.
Would you like to look through these? This is what we're having legal.
I'm not forgetting them either.
Those are Dan's copies. Mine, council has mine right now. Morning.
Morning.
Guys, something for us to reflect on today during the discussion we have with the library. In the section that we were created under, the library district was created under, it states that the county commission will establish basically the rate of levy.
Right.
Frank is reviewing this. He and I met this morning. Because in 010, in the petition process, the board that presents it presents the amount of levy. But in the section that
what you thought
created
it was
under, it refers us back to that.
I just wasn't expecting that to be
two. Right?
So my question is, are we bound to what that was? And if you look here in 015, proposal shall be submitted to the people in the same manner as in the district of form. That section. Oh, well, no.
Right.
And that section is the library board, and Frank has been doing that.
Oh, it's you're saying.
My question is
the library board have its own authority to set the levy? Based
that will be on the ballot.
Right.
That's my question. I had thought from reading the statute that it was formed under, that it solely fell to the county commission.
That's
but
what
I'm not sure.
Well, that's what it stated.
I know that it states that. But it also states, let me find it here. 10015. And it's talking about county commission shall propose, okay, that's it, we shall set an annual rate of taxation within the limitations prescribed by section 182.010, that's the one before, which proposal shall be submitted to both people in the same manner as the district report under the provisions of that chapter. The provisions of that chapter give it to the district.
Did you talk to Frank?
Yes, this morning. We met early.
And have you talked about that?
He's studying it now.
Look, I know we're busy with all this when we take this up, but I had the understanding that if it had been petitioned in a certain way, then we had to put it on the ballot as the petition read.
If it wasn't
formed that way, if it was formed under this statute, since the county commission set the limitations on it. That's the way I understood it.
That's the way I understood it too, Dan, but I question that based upon
what that says.
What
there.
That says right there. So,
give the minutes any additions or changes?
There's just a couple.
I've written down that check that number we're adding into there.
Here's that, if you want to read it.
Thank you. been through these, Dan?
No, I sure haven't.
Yeah, I'll get them down to you in a second. Jim, would you check that public comment list out there just in case?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm fine with one, but this other is an add to. This is kind of how the government works. You got a good one, and then you got one I've got questions about.
Tyler, you made that PACE meeting?
Yes.
Do you got a second?
Sure.
Dan's got a question or two. Green resolution.
That's just a check to me. That's the check number. Helen just gave it to me to remind us. It's this check number we're getting ready to approve.
With the check service, says 857. So there should be some point back.
This one over here is one that's got all the. I may have them switched here.
Okay, so that's 1 month.
No, this is the building one here.
Yeah, this is just to join the district.
Unless you want to have Frank try to get us out of the contract. That's a monthly charge, Jan.
That is a monthly charge for them?
What's that?
Why don't we pull that, guys?
Well, even if we paid a month, we could use it. We could still.
We haven't used it in months. It hasn't been used properly.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it back down. Scratch it off on that one.
3280424.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. When I got more time, I'll be looking that over real good. But
yeah.
This one. What we're talking about too. I just want us to pass both of them. This one with the homes, because it's a great benefit.
Yeah.
The other one is kind of government bureaucracy.
We have time for public comment. We have one individual who has signed in. Is it Kevin Weigler?
Weigler.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. I've never done this before, so.
Just come right up to the microphone.
Oh, my gosh. I got a place to put notes.
State your name, and then we'll be glad to take your comment.
Name's Kevin Weigler. Moved to Branson a couple years ago, and never been involved in any of this, and I didn't know what I was doing. But I heard there's public comment, and I understand that there's a meeting. There's some notes this after this talking about the library, and that's what I'm here to talk about. Part of it is, and this is just public comment. So when I read the article that was in October in the free paper, it talked about an additional $35 per $100,000 valuation. I thought, there's no way we need more taxes. We just do not need, and it's frustrating to me that people think that all money is government's money and they get to find ways of figuring out how to take it. So I was incensed by that, and I thought, what can I do? Nothing I can do, and I appreciate the Branson Independent article that brought it up that the meeting was today so I could find some way to come and talk about it. So the fundamental question is, whose money is it? And then when Sarah Kleinfelter says it's $500,000 for capital improvements, but that it doesn't include the $1.5 million for ongoing expenses, this means it's a never-ending process. So then it's only 20 cents. Well, but whose money is that? It's not government's money, it's people's money. And we need to stop that thinking. There's also three volunteer libraries in Taney County, which I've been to one of them. I very much used the one in Branson a lot a couple years ago. Found it very friendly, very helpful, and it's private money. It runs. They were very friendly. They're helpful. I could make copies. They had the internet, the whole thing. It did not need to take an additional $35 for $100,000 valuation from me. If there's the urgency, and as Kleinfelter said in this article, needing public funding to keep existing the private libraries operating, well, if they're private libraries, they don't need public funding. And if they're private, do some private charity fundraising. Go do the, like they do at all these other agencies where they run little private charity events. which then can support the private libraries, not a new centralized library. I realize there's a Taney County Library Boosters Group. I'd like to know if there's a Taney County Library Against Library Boosters Group. Because, and the other, some words that were in here too, effective campaign strategy. This isn't about a library. This is about finding some way to, when do you pick the election and how many cents per dollar valuation to coerce enough people to vote for it in a minimum election so that it's forced on all the rest of us, because it's not in a national or statewide election. It looks like this is trying to find some local municipal election that doesn't get a lot of voter turnout, and then you get your 51% out of a very small minority, and then the rest of us have to pay. And it's got to stop. That attitude has got to stop. Another question for the county and the library board is, government people are supposed to be stewards of public money, not finding ways of getting new public money or taking money from the public to do some other little thing. So that bothered me. November, I see that there was a Tri-Lakes, but two-thirds of the people said, no, I don't want to do this. These are people that care. Only one-third said yes. Then we don't need to have, then it doesn't need to be spending any money doing this. Again, raise private funds for a private library. The fact that there's three libraries in this county is pretty amazing. And it's not that big of a county. And I'm impressed that there's three groups of people that care enough to actually have private libraries. I wish more people took that kind of responsibility. I realize the library board is a political subdivision, statutorily prohibited from campaigning on ballot measures. But it's the same people that are doing the booster club. So it's really, it's kind of a difference without a difference. And I like this. This is back to lobbying. And this is advocacy words here that Ms. Kleinfelter is using. We just need 50% plus one. And I think if we establish in the mind of voters why the need is so critical, they'll give us their support. But again, it's trying to find an election where this can be manipulated. Again, where does the money come from? I'm very impressed that there are three private libraries in this county. And one of the things is it's only $37 per $100,000 valuation. When I needed also a library, besides going to the Branson County one, I wanted, so at Books a Million, not that I'm an advocate for them, but Books a Million, it's only $25 a year for those people that want it. You get a Books a Million frequent shopper card, and you get free internet access. It's clean, it's new, you get discounts on coffee, discounts on books, and it's only $25 a year for those that want it, not $37 per year per $100,000 valuation imposed on everybody else. So it's a mindset, and I wish that, and my plea here is just that people think about you're stewards of other people's money, not trying to find some game of a way to find an election where you can find some small minority people that are voting, and aha, we got 51% of 4% that voted. That's not a majority, and I will stick around for the other part of the meeting, and then I can take questions or I'll answer whatever anybody thinks, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, April 2nd, 2012 to order and call on Helen Souti to offer an opening prayer. If everybody would rise.
Dear precious Heavenly Father, you're so awesome. Thank you for the amazing to us. We just thank you for your love and goodness. Father, we pray now for direction, for guidance, for your will to be done in all things that we say and do. We again thank you, Father, for our lives, for our health, for our families, for our nation. We pray, God, that you would be a blessing to those around us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business is previous meetings minutes.
Motion to approve meeting minutes dated March 22nd and March 26th with corrections.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve commission meeting minutes of March 22nd and March 26th with corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable, journal entries, transfers.
Just a point before I make the motion here. We held a check from last week. I want to hold it one more week to ask a few more questions, so I will not be including that in the motion. So we're going to hold that one check another week. But I move that we approve accounts payable checks 328467 through 328540.
And Jim, that check is not included.
Correct. That check is not included.
I'll second your motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve accounts payable. Checks listed 328467 through 328540.
There's no journal entries or transfers.
No journal entries or transfers. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Andy, if you could join us. And Frank. Andy, could you sign in?
There, Danny. You got a pen?
Yeah.
Is our quarterly meeting regarding road vacations. Randy, I'm going to have you walk us through, or do you have a list? Who has the list down?
Right.
Frank?
I know.
I'll just pull them up one by one then. And if there are individuals here that would like to speak to these road vacations as they come up, please feel free to do that. First I have listed is Hicks Resort Subdivision Road Vacation. Mr. Merrill.
Thank you. Before I begin, I have consents that need to be filed.
This is from your utilities.
Yes.
Okay.
The consents were from the two property owners that owned three lots out of the Hicks subdivision. They consented to the vacation, and also from White River Electric. They have no interest in the whole thing, according to Mr. Bruns. We have publication. We have one more publication that's necessary, which will be the 4th of April. At that time, we'll be able to file a copy of the proof of publication. I have a proposed order
You already published a notice, didn't you, March 7th?
Yes, it's in the process. There's one more public publication that has to be in the paper.
Okay, but has there been one already?
Oh, there's been three already.
Okay. Good. I think just one is enough in the paper.
We're publishing it four times.
It's belt and suspenders. I like that approach.
Mike, I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
All of your publications statutorily have been met. What you don't have is the proof from the paper stating that the last one was in there, correct?
That's correct, and that will be forthcoming. If the commission would be willing to take it under advisement until we can get that filed, but that is the last step, and we're just waiting on the paper to send us the bill and the proof of publication once it's paid. Or if the commission wishes, I can reappear.
Yeah, but the way that the statutes are written, I don't want to have to make you wait a quarter before that happens. If all we're looking for is the proof of publication, three more months is just not, that's just bureaucratic gobbledygook as far as I'm concerned.
That's a legal term, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't have that exactly right.
In my opinion, the procedure that Mr. Merrill has outlined conforms to the law. He doesn't need to come back in 3 months if he'd like to submit additional proof. The statute doesn't specify the nature of the proof that has to be put in to satisfy the commissioners. And his representation that it's already been published would stand as one form of proof.
Can I have that document back from you?
Mr. Merrill, we have had in the last 6 months or so some road vacates that are through subdivisions, which is concerning to me. We've had some that have been long-living roads that were here in the early 1900s. Now that people are saying that they want them vacated, or they have been vacated, with no proof available of such things happening. Anytime it goes through a subdivision where there's property on the other end, it has some concern to me on my vote as far as the vacation process. Now, the way that I understand this, and I haven't seen the plat on this one, there's only two property owners and no existing property owner at the end.
That is correct. And I can show you.
Show me something quickly if you got it.
The two property owners adjoining Volvo Road. And the residence north of Volvo Road is what is being vacated. Except for those three lots, we should park this. We're not vacating Elbow Road. We're only vacating these.
Mike, legally, were any remonstrances filed in opposition to this vacation?
No. And Mr. and Mrs. Jennings own the surrounding property.
That's
right. Correct.
Okay, and there's the request. All right. I hope you see my concern with that.
I do.
Gentlemen, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the vacation request for unnamed 30-foot private road and plat line throughout the Hicks Resort subdivision line north and west of Elbow Road.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the vacation of platted unnamed 30-foot private roads and plat line throughout the Hicks Resort subdivision and line north and west of Elbow Road, a county road in Taney County, Missouri. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
For the commission next in the matter of vacation is a portion of Spruce Drive, a portion of Walnut Drive, Cypress and Ozarks Village, Ozarks Paradise Village South Edition, a portion of Canyon Drive and OPV, Ranch Circle and OPV, Elbow Court and OPV, Cove Circle and Ozarks Paradise Village, Antler and OPV, a portion of Cove Drive and OPV, a portion of Ravine Drive and OPV, Mesa Drive and OPV, Village East Edition, and a portion of Ledge Drive and OPV East Edition, as well as Summit Drive and OPV East Edition, Scenic Crest and OPV East Edition, and Rock Road and OPV East Edition. And, sir, if you would give your name for the record, and we'll proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Charles Green, representing the petitioners, American Sportsman Holdings Company, Michael and Christy Parker, and Kevin and Jill Burrows. We're here on a petition that was filed December the 2nd, 2011, and in connection with the statutory authority of 228110. We were last here in January for the first reading. According to the statute, this is going to be the second reading. Frank, I believe I have to read the petition.
That's my understanding of the statute.
Okay. I'm not going to go through the lengthy legal descriptions, if that's okay.
That's okay.
We'll be here in a while. Vacation of the following roads, portion of Spruce Road, Ozarks Paradise Village, South Edition, portion of Walnut Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, South Edition, Cypress, Ozarks Paradise Village, South Edition, a portion of Canyon Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, Ranch Circle, Ozarks Paradise Village, Elbow Court, Ozarks Paradise Village, Cove Circle, Ozarks Paradise Village, Antler, Ozarks Paradise Village, a portion of Cove Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, a portion of Ravine Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, Mesa Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, East Edition, a portion of Ledge Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, East Edition, Summit Drive, Ozarks Paradise Village, East Edition, Scenic Crest, Ozarks Paradise Village, East Edition, and Rock Road, Ozarks Paradise Village, East Edition. Come now, American Sportsman Holding Company and Missouri Corporation, Michael Dwayne Parker, Christy Lee Parker, husband and wife, and Kevin L. Burrows and Jill Burrows, husband and wife, and state to the commission that they are the owners of the real estate lying on both sides and fronting the roads or portions thereof, proposed here and above to be vacated, said real estate being located in Oliver Township, Taney County, Missouri. Attached to this petition as Exhibit A, or more particular descriptions of the roads or portions thereof, here and above, reference proposed to be vacated. Attached to this petition as Exhibit B are the signatures of 12 residents of Oliver Township through which the here and above referenced roads run, as required by Missouri Revised Statute 228110, supporting the application for the vacation of such roads or portions thereof, declaring them useless, and stating that the repairing of the same presents an unreasonable burden upon the district. Attached to this petition as Exhibit C is a consent to vacate and close roads in which Oakmont Community Improvement Association, Inc. consents and agrees to the vacation and closing of the here and above referenced roads. Petitioners state that they are desirous of having the above mentioned roads vacated and that such vacation will not be detrimental to any adjoining landowner. I have provided to the commissioner's office proof of the posting of the required statutory notice, as well as proof of the personal service on the persons to whom are entitled to such notice. I have given Frank a proposed order. The last time you asked me about the same question you posed the prior gentleman, we hired Eddie Wolf, a surveyor, to go down there and walk the roads, and I presented a summary of his report. According to his report, most of them don't exist. If they do exist, they're rock bed, overgrown, washed out. Again, my clients own the property on both sides, and we don't feel this impacts anybody's ingress or egress to anything.
Any addition or subtraction of roads in the first previous conversation that we had in your first reading?
I would like so. Mm.
Okay. And then we had the discussion about the through roads possibility, and Randy, have you checked that?
Do we have a map document of these?
He did have on the first time, and there was, but I didn't see any.
Made with my professional hand. Highlighter. The proposed roads will be highlighted in green, and the property in question is highlighted.
Mr. Green, have you, or Nikki, have you, on behalf of our office, had any remonstrances filed?
No, sir.
Opposing these vacations?
As I voiced my concerns on these others, and Randy has the same concerns because we deal with this all the time, as you vacate portions of roads that have access from other adjoining roads, but that they leave access to the lots, but there's no turnarounds, there's no place for individuals that drive in after you vacate the road to a certain point for them to have a turnaround. Is that going to be something that would be provided later through some sort of contract or what? Because any road that's taken in by the county requires a cul-de-sac or a hammerhead turnaround. And with this drawing, we show none. I'm not trying to complicate things. I'm just trying to make things easier on us in the future.
Is it the commissioner's request that where we, I'm not sure I'm following, where we vacate a portion of a road and a stub is left, you'd like the petitioner to put in a cul-de-sac?
Yes.
Or turn around again, is what we normally do.
It's what we do on all.
Are these roads in our maintenance program now?
They're not even in existence, most of them.
And they're mostly just here. Rock.
Like this.
Overgrown
trees.
That's
what I'm saying. Randy has this concern. I do too.
But this road is not being.
There's nothing. This is the dark green is the vacate.
Okay.
And they're vacating cul-de-sacs. You see what I'm saying? These are. Cul-de-sacs are being vacated in certain areas, but where we have a stub where it's. The road
quits. We're creating a dead end road, basically.
Are those roads in a maintenance program now?
No, not in our maintenance program.
I know, Danny, we require that when we take a road in, but the roads that aren't in the maintenance program, we don't require.
Help me again. Everything that's in yellow is individuals that have signed the petition.
No, everything, yes, is the property owned by the petitioners, correct.
Jim, I have a concern to your question, and that is, that if you are a property owner of one of those lots,
right,
at the end of a stub out, you're going to have to give up a lot for a cul-de-sac or a hammerhead turnaround. Somebody's going to have to.
Show me what your
reason.
The reason I asked that, for example, on these roads,
they're
only on paper, so they're no longer going to exist on paper once vacated.
That's right, but they all show existing cul-de-sacs involved. These that end up at the square ends.
Say that again.
Right, you're creating a problem. This portion is not being vacated. This portion is not being vacated, but this is.
So coming here to here is what you're
creating
saying.
Creating a dead end. There needs to be some kind of turnaround to facilitate these lots. I don't know what happens here if there's access here to this.
Could you come up for just a second?
Sure.
Mr. Green, my first question is, where you have the yellow outside, is that also property owners that have signed this out here? Is
yes.
that what that indicates?
Yeah,
so they own on both sides?
Sure.
Okay, so they own all of this. And this.
So is this little section of road being vacated, or
is that... It remains. It remains. But it's all, owned by...
Both sides.
Both sides here. Everything is owned by the same property owner.
Which means he's probably going to maintain that whatever their future use is, they're going to maintain that road.
Well, he's going to go here and build something.
Right. Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, that road's going to stay there.
Right here is one concern, create here and then, so almost create one here. There's not as bad. This one creates just a dead end. You know, I'm told there are just a few homes.
We're not maintaining this, are we?
No.
From what I understand, we maintain, I think, this place.
That's right.
The big cedar, cedar's in here.
Yeah.
This one we maintain.
Ron, here's so you understand where I'm at. These are platted roads.
Yeah.
A person comes in and buys a piece of property on anywhere on this line that isn't owned by this or these people here. When they come up to the end here, they have no place to turn around at the end of that road.
I understand.
We are vacating cul-de-sacs that were platted through our P&Z, I suppose, that are throughout this subdivision.
Right. But what happened back here is when P&Z came along, this subdivision, as well as many others, tried to lay everything out on a piece of paper that doesn't fit in reality because you can't build roads there and you can't build houses on most of the lots that are there. It's just was they just put it on a plat. And we've done what we wanted to do back then, I mean, from their perspective. If somebody comes in here and they buy lot 46, they're going to come in and drive there, right? So my guess is whoever's buying all this property is going to continue buying, but maybe not. We're not. The only thing we're maintaining is here, right?
Maintaining this road here. What's the name of these roads? We do have some scattered roads that we do maintain, but none of these. But we do have periodically people petitioning these roads. Once they get two or three homes built here, then they petition for us to take them in. Now we've got to figure out how to create a turnaround.
We don't if it never comes into the county system,
we don't have
right?
Because it's not our maintenance system. We don't require turnarounds.
And if we want to take it into our maintenance system, we can demand it then.
Right.
If you want it, then you're going to provide a cul-de-sac, or you're not going to be county maintained. Help me out.
Okay. The fact that we have a platted subdivision, and you can see that we required cul-de-sacs. I mean, it's simple to see that we require cul-de-sacs in this subdivision, even at whatever date it was, for us to vacate and not have a created. And I'm willing to make the motion for the vacate as long as there's a cul-de-sac in these locations. There are two of them, or maybe one that would just be a responsible. I don't have any problem with it, but if we're going to have a platted subdivision, we demand that.
The only way to do that would be for them to utilize this last lot here and give enough property off of it.
But you want a platted cul-de-sac?
But it's already there, though, Jim.
But no, a conditional approval based off a platted cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but I know they're here, but you couldn't get to most of these places on a four-wheel drive.
No. Hey.
You can some.
I'm not sure I've ever seen these particular roads, but the roads I've seen them.
Some of them are non-existent. That's what I'm saying, and I'm just trying to protect us on whoever might buy the other lot. I'm kind of like Ron. I'm sure that whole thing's going to be bought by one individual or one group before it's over with. But I don't want to create a precedent for other. I have the same concern Randy does with it.
But my question is to you guys. Can we not put it in our policy that if we're going to take in a road, we're going to have the cul-de-sac we want at the end? If it's not there, we don't take it in. Then it's never the county's problem.
We already have that.
Okay. That was the only concern I had was heading off a problem towards this. From individuals here that if they ever build this, if it's built, or, and I'm not sure if these are built, we don't know, but they're not vacant.
It's very simple, Ron. If I own these, I don't care what condition they're in. If I own these lots right here and I bought them under the presumption that I'm going to be able to go all the way through here, I'm going to be able to go up here and turn around somewhere, and I'm not able to do that because we, as a county commission, have vacated that lot, then I've got a major beef with the county for vacating the road and wrap off the lots. Same in Missouri.
I understand that Missouri law provides an opportunity to come during this vacation procedure and file a remonstrance saying, I have a problem with that.
I understand that. And then it was just something that Randy and I both have dealt with before in the past, and we were just questioning it.
Okay. Are you understanding what his question is about that, Mr. Reed?
I think. Can you show me exactly
where? Well, just one at the end of where you're. This depends on drops. You can't tell us.
We're starting to maintain now. We're taking ownership of that road by a cul-de-sac. That means we might have to take it in maintenance road.
No, we're not.
We're not requiring this on other roads.
Yes, we do. Every time we approve a plat, it has to have a cul-de-sac at the end of the road. We don't approve it. PMZ's not supposed to approve a plat that doesn't have it.
What do you think about these vacations for today, Dan? Tell me.
Well, no, I'm willing to do so. I'm saying I'm voicing your concern.
Okay, and I understand that. I just don't know how we do an approval without a cul-de-sac that's submitted. Because what I'm saying is, if we do a conditional approval, he doesn't represent if they're going to build. I mean, the lot that are you going to be able to make the decision that you can give us the land to build a cul-de-sac? You're not in that position,
right? He actually may be back in another quarter asking to vacate more of this, potentially, somebody.
Ron, have you looked at some of these?
Yes.
Have you been out there? You've already looked at these roads out there.
Not all of them, yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with it. I'm just saying that we have a concern. I think it's our duty to voice that concern.
Okay.
And if P&Z approves any plats that are, they always provide a cul-de-sac in the plats that are approved now.
We need to then probably have that part of our question, Nikki. When they're vacating roads, something with cul-de-sacs, because I understand your concern, Dan. This obviously went through planning zoning process. And I was pulling up the map here, trying to see who all the landowners are.
Is there multiple? Jim, that might make a difference for me as far as.
Well, bring the map over here. I'll show you in here.
Well, that's hand-drawn. It's hard for me.
Well, but it's highlighted with the map real fast. Okay. This is all the landowners on Ravine Drive, okay? Mm-hmm. And so when I map it, let me zoom out a little bit.
By the way, we've got several more vacations.
I understand. These lots are all owned.
By different individuals.
Uh-huh. But there's no house on it. These are all these are vacant lots.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just truly just a lot.
The concern's been voiced, and I'm in approval of proceeding, but this is something that has to be brought before P&Z.
I'm going to just motion to approve the...
Which one? No.
Motion to approve vacations of the following roads listed in Exhibit A. And the reason that is there's some, there's portions and there's some in front of lots. So I'll just reference to Exhibit A. Lynn, we'll get you a copy of that. Can we get a copy of Exhibit A for Lynn for minutes?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vacations that are listed in Exhibit A before us. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wait, that last one.
That's over here. Oh, one before?
Yes.
On the last vacation? I thought you did. Oh, no, it was just for me.
It was just for you. This one's different. Okay. Get a new signature page. Okay.
Okay. Next vacation pertains to all of Hillcrest Court in Lakeside East Subdivision. All of Oakcrest Lane and Lakeside East Subdivision. And in Hillcrest Court, it speaks to Exhibits A and F and Exhibits B and F. And all of Oakcrest Lane and Lakeside East Subdivision. Book 14, page 50, sir.
Brian Wade for Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations, the petitioner. We're asking the County Commission to vacate all of Hillcrest Court in Lakeside East Subdivision as per the recorded plat, book 14 at page 50. All of Hillcrest Drive in Lakeside East Subdivision as per the recorded plat, book 14 at page 50. And all of Oakcrest Lane in Lakeside East Subdivision as per the recorded plat, book 14 at page 50. All three of these requested road vacations are roads that were not and have not been built. We've attached exhibits, the exhibit legal descriptions of each proposed road to be vacated. Also attached to the petition is Exhibit E, which is the Planning Commission's decision of record applicable to the improvement project, the 109-acre development that is currently being developed, on which some buildings will be constructed over some of these unbuilt roads. Also attached to the petition is Exhibit F, which are the signatures of the 12 residents of Oliver Township through which the roads run as required by Section 228.110 RSMO. We filed with the County Commission a proposed judgment and order of vacation for the three proposed vacated roads. We also have filed the affidavit showing the postings, and to our knowledge, there have been no remonstrances filed.
But none with our office? Mr. Wade, is there a plat map attached within this file, or do you have one?
I do not have a plat map attached, only a legal description, I think.
Okay.
Now, there's something I flashed by in one of those, though, Jim.
There may be a drawing attached to the decision of record.
Got this.
So if we're to approve it, what, B, D, and F? Is that what I'm hearing?
Motion to approve vacations of all of Hillcrest Court, all of Hillcrest Drive, all of Oakcrest Lane, as presented.
Second.
And Lynn, more specifically, I'd like you to take some of this information out of this for our formal record when that time comes.
The actual document, yeah.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the vacation of all of Hillcrest Court and Lakeside East Subdivision as per the recorded plat thereof, Book 14, page 50. All of Hillcrest Drive and Lakeside East Subdivision as per the recorded plat thereof, Book 14, page 50. And all of Oakcrest Lane and Lakeside East Subdivision as per the recorded plat thereof, Book 14, page 50. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a petition to vacate a segment of road pursuant to section 71.270. Justin Rawling and Hannah B. Rawling.
No, that's not the...
It's the one I have in front of me. What have you got next?
That's already been taken up. That was taken up at the last session.
What about this one?
Yes.
My apologies. Vacation to vacate a segment of road pursuant to section 71.270. Sandra Stolper Kelly, here and after petitioner.
Ms. Kelly's here.
Yes, sir.
With commission's permission, I'll help out with some of the background information. This is a petition by Ms. Kelly, formerly Sandra Stolper, to vacate a portion of property she owns adjoining Powell Road. And the notices in the file, public notices have been given. Utilities have been given the proper notice.
Mr. Cotty, this has been reviewed on Powell Road the entire length before in the process, and I see no problem with the vacation that you've worked on this particular issue since you've worked for us. Do you see any problems, Randy, with what we've all been through on this particular road?
And the 7 years.
This is just the same. This is all deal with the Powell Road and all that. All right.
Have there been any remonstrances filed in opposition to this vacation? None? Did you wish to say something? No?
So, fully describing Exhibit A, so I can just refer to Exhibit A, it appears.
Is it? Now, Jim, I think we did Exhibit A's and B's on the other two. Will that make a difference?
It shouldn't with this date of minutes. I mean, this is how you've listed Exhibit A, so we need to stick to...
All right.
On the Powell Road vacancy, typically it's going to have attached as Exhibit A the portion to be vacated to that particular landowner. Exhibit B is the full legal description of Powell Road as it actually exists.
All right.
Which quick points will be
in. All right.
Motion to approve vacate referenced in Exhibit A of this document.
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded to vacate attached document Exhibit A to the Powell Road vacation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. You'll prepare an order for us?
Yes, sir.
Let me give this file back to you, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you. fuel fleet cards. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. Excuse me. Commissioner Hausman.
Yes, sir.
We have one more vacate.
I don't have
it for me. Today, the Bay Tom vacate. I just wanted to advise the commission. Apparently, we don't have the file down here yet.
We'll bring it up when it comes down.
That would be fine.
Go ahead, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
While I was at the Missouri
Sheriff, I just want to say I'm very disappointed you're not wearing the outfit you were wearing yesterday.
I could have worn it.
I can't believe you didn't smother to death in that.
It was a little warm. That it was. When I was at the Missouri Sheriff Association conference up 1st of March, went by this vendor up there with Ride Express fuel cards. Spoke with them for a little bit, and they've sent us the information on that. It looked like it would be a great benefit to the county to maybe go to something like this. These cards, that's a fuel purchasing card. There's no monthly fees, no annual or no cost at all to it. The cards are already on the Missouri State contract bids for the state to use. So by statute, we should be covered on that to be able to just tap onto that. The cards can be issued either to the person or the vehicle. They will send us a monthly tracking of however we have it issued, whether it's the vehicle or person. It's just very similar to the credit cards that we use now. Cards also will automatically return you 18.3 cents per gallon on the sales tax on the fuel. That is taken off prior to the cards, the bills coming back to us. They also will give us 1% back for all purchases made fuel on the card, which is what we get back now on our current cards. So there's no difference on that. We currently are not recovering that 18.3 cents countywide, and that is something that the county can do countywide. In the past, we got some bad information on that. I think Danny probably remembers that, but it is a tax that we can recover, so you know we possibly can even go back 3 years and recover that back from the state. On the purchases, I just kind of went through all of our budgets countywide to kind of come up with a estimated amount of gallons used, but what I came up with was approximately 88,600 gallons of gas used per year. That doesn't include diesel fuel. That's just on gas. And at that, it would save us about $16,000 a year. So I would present that.
There's no costs.
No cost whatsoever.
For these cars. We can use them in any department if it's beneficial, or is it just law enforcement?
Anybody. Anybody countywide. Anybody in that works for the county can use them for any purchases of fuel for the county.
Help me out. So is this something that because the state has gone into, has put this program together and they buy such bulk that they can get this discount?
Or? This has been around for a long time, and any county, any municipality can get these.
Ron, we had discussions about this before, and as Jimmy said, there was a couple of individuals that said we couldn't recover the percentage tax dollars, and so the percentage that we get back on our other cards is the 1% that we talked about, Jimmy, and this
right.
This also allows for that.
This allows for that also. It's the same as the credit card that we use currently.
Have you already looked at this as well, Mr. Erickson?
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Do you have any comments about this? I mean, from what I'm hearing, just the initial presentation, this is phenomenal.
When the sheriff first brought this to my attention, I already am aware of Wright Fleet Services. I've used it in my corporate side of my life. We had all of our company-owned vehicles had fleet card package assigned to the vehicle, and all the benefits that he talks about are free-flowing and It is on currently active on state contract, available for cooperative purchasing. So it would be simple to wordsmith a contract to tag on to that existing state bid and implement this for the Sheriff's Department or any other department. He's suggesting that we assign it to the person because they switch from vehicle to vehicle, and that would make more sense in our application.
I mean, it looks like it, I mean, pretty much everywhere the car's accepted, too, so
it's
not that we're limited to any.
Yeah, we travel all over the country with it, I mean, from Seattle to New York City.
I mean, I would like to see how we can pursue and get on this program immediately.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about fuel. It also mentions service and parts.
You can do it for service and parts at any of those stations. I would probably recommend just going with fuel on that.
Well, what about our people that, like we have our mechanics, could they, is it these listed as far as mechanics? I didn't look to see if any of those were listed.
I didn't look at that to see if it was on there either. I don't believe that they are. I don't recall seeing those. No, they're not listed on there.
No. We've had quite a lot. I've had quite a lot of discussion with Ron about fuel bids and things like this. Is this going to basically, being on the state bid, eliminate the anticipated fuel bid that you were going to
No, because that's applicable to Road and Bridge at our three barn locations, and it's the majority of that fuel would be diesel. I mean, eventually we could see how well this program works.
Well, what I'm saying is if it's going to be a fuel bid that is a return to the county of this many dollars, then actually the only fuel that would be and would be diesel, wouldn't it, that we would be going out for?
We could utilize the note lead on this pretty easily as far as our county fleet. But the diesel would be a little more of an issue because we use such a quantity.
Right.
A bulk quantity.
And he's working on that. He's working on a bid proposal for...
It's out there.
Yeah. I think we need to move forward as soon as possible. Is all the paperwork we need here?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wouldn't take
you got the application and everything there.
Right, last page.
Mm-hmm. Let's move forward.
I'll make a motion to proceed then with
the application.
Application complete.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to proceed with the application for the fleet card. Is that what it's called?
Ride Express fuel card.
Ride Express fuel card. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Great find.
Yeah, good work. Hey, Nikki.
One further vacation. That's a petition to vacate a segment of road pursuant to Section 71.270, Baytom Corporation, hereinafter listed as the petitioners. This is a portion of Powell also.
Yes, sir. Mr. Gary Verhage is here. He is speaking on behalf of Baytom Corporation. Mr. Verhage, you have a power of attorney to act on behalf of Baytom in this matter, do you not?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And you filed and signed a petition on their behalf seeking a vacation of a portion of the road.
the Baytom owns property adjoining.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'll say for the record that the public notices have been posted, and utility notices to the utilities have been sent.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether this is an appropriate question. Has all the other contracts and agreements been in place that were recommended in this petition that you have presented? I know there was one, a contract that was to be in place with the plumbers or something.
There was an agreement with them, yes. Uh-huh.
And that's all in place?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a date. Okay. Motion to approve the vacate as presented from Baytom, listed as Exhibit A.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the vacation as presented as Exhibit A for Baytom Corporation, hereinafter petitioners. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything to sign?
I didn't find it.
Okay. Maybe a 5 minute reset or 2 minutes.
Okay.
If you give us just 4 minutes, we'll stand in recess for 4 minutes.
Okay.